decision is walking the around.
As well. How can I be open and I said, well, if you were,
like, I just go down to the free field, you know, sorry, basically.
Two different stories.
It ends up costing a couple hundred bucks.
Would you want to go down?
So, salt
down.
I said,
I'm
sure.
You mean the library and the classroom?
Oh, Jeff knows all about that, too.
I wish you did. It needs to be more fun.
It's hard to break in that house.
Sitting
in the podium.
Say
that. He's reviewing.
Like to call the monthly meeting of the Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization to order. It's Wednesday, November 14, 2012. It's about 4:33 p.m. We're located at the Community Center Sierra Room at 851 East Williams Street, Carson City, Nevada. The Carson Area Metropolitan Planning Organization is pleased to make reasonable accommodations for members of the public who are disabled and wish to attend the meeting. If special arrangements for the meeting are necessary, please notify the Campo staff in writing at 3505 Buddeye Way here in Carson City. Or you can email our transportation manager, Pete Pittenger, at carson.org. Or you can call Mr. Pittenger at 887-2355. And that's in the Public Works building. As soon as possible. Need a little bit of notice to make those kind of arrangements. And for more information on any of the items listed on the agenda, please contact the MPO staff. Again, same number. And contact Mr. Pittenger or Mr. Denges, and they will help you. Additionally, the agenda with all the supporting material is posted on the Campo website at www.carsonareampo.com. And now for the agenda. I think there are probably our extra copies in the back. Are there, Dan? Okay. So any in the audience want to copy and kind of follow along with us, you can. Okay, first item A, roll call and determination of a quorum. I'd first like to say that member Ray Fierro is at NACO meeting today. He will not be here. And just for information, he was reelected at the Lyon County recent voting effort. So anyway, we're hoping Ray comes back with us. So anyway, Kathleen, will you call the roll?
Chairperson Desjardins?
Here.
Vice Chairperson Foltz?
Here.
Member Aldean?
Here.
Member Fierro? Member Mallory?
Here.
Member McKenna?
Here.
Member Smolensky?
Here.
Ex officio Member Taylor?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Next item B, public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the MPO may approach the podium and speak on matters related to the MPO. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chair to calendar the matter for a future MPO meeting. No action may be taken upon a matter raised under this item of the agenda until the matter itself has been specifically included on an agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. Do we have anyone that wishes to make any comments under item B? Okay, I see none. Well, next go to item C for approval of minutes. We do have minutes attached for our September 12, 2012 meeting. Do I have any comments on the minutes or a motion to accept the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes from the from the Campo meeting of September 12, 2012 is presented.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Smolensky has second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Okay, item D, agenda management notice. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. Campo may combine two or more agenda items for consideration, and Campo may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item on the agenda at any time. Patrick, do we have any changes?
No, sir.
Okay, good. We will go on to item E, disclosures. Any member of the MPO that may wish to explain any contact with the public regarding an item on the agenda or business of the MPO. Do we have any disclosures? Okay, no big secrets to share. Okay, item F, we go into our public meeting items. F1, our first item is information only on an introduction of the new assistant director of planning at the Nevada Department of Transportation. Patrick, you want to introduce?
I'll just give you a brief introduction. We're very pleased to have Mr. Tom Greco here. It was an idea of one of our members to have him come. He recently rejoined the Nevada Department of Transportation after, I believe, approximately 9 years at the Washoe RTC. Previously, he was with NDOT. And I told him to prepare for at least one question about the freeway, which will give me just a little segue, and I don't know if, I presume he knows this, but just so you're all aware, NDOT is opening bids for the second and hopefully final time tomorrow on Phase 2B-2.
Hopefully.
Hopefully all will go well this time. And if all goes smoothly, they'll be awarding it the contract next month in December and start work in January. And the much smaller contract to demolish the landmark building, which is associated, is I believe has been awarded and is scheduled to be removed from existence next month. Hey, so you have to ask him that one.
Okay, thanks. It's interesting. I introduced myself to Mr. Greco before the start of the meeting and, in fact, said some of the same things that you did. We were on the same page. So, anyway, it's great you're with us, and hopefully we will see you frequently. Keep us up to date, and I think that's the important thing that the public know what's going on. So anyway, Mr. Greco?
Yes, indeed. Chairman, commissioners, members, and staff, I am your new NDOT Assistant Director of Planning, and it is my pleasure to be here and answer anything that is of interest. Not just now, but any meeting. Dennis is much smarter than me, and may be more available. But please, do not hesitate and reach me with anything that I might work with you about. A little bit about that background. I did start at NDOT in 1976. I retired there in 2000. I went into private for 6 years. I went to RTC Washoe about 7 years. And I am much smarter now about MPO status and regional needs and good working relations between the MPO and the state. That is one of my priorities, is openness, transparency, service. And now on to the question of where are we with the freeway. Let me back up to federal funding bills. We just got a new one started the beginning of last month that is about a two and a half year bill. The previous bill, Safety Lou, was a 6 year bill with a bazillion extensions. We still have money left out of that bill, so we've got to spend that and add in the MAP 21 funding. The way it stands right now with that.
Opposed? Okay, the motion carries. Okay, item D, agenda management notice. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. Campbell may combine two or more agenda items for consideration, and Campbell may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item on the agenda at any time. Patrick, do we have any changes?
No, sir.
Okay, good. We will go on to item E, disclosures. Any member of the MPO that may wish to explain any contact with the public regarding an item on the agenda or business of the MPO. Do we have any disclosures? Okay, no big secrets to share. Okay, item F, we go into our public meeting items. F1, our first item is information only on an introduction of the new Assistant Director of Planning at the Nevada Department of Transportation. Patrick, you want to
introduce? I'll just give you a brief introduction. We're very pleased to have Mr. Tom Greco here. It was an idea of one of our members to have him come. He recently rejoined the Nevada Department of Transportation after, I believe, approximately 9 years at the Washoe RTC. Previously, he was with NDOT. And I told him to prepare for at least one question about the freeway, which will give me just a little segue, and I don't know if, I presume he knows this, but just so you're all aware, NDOT is opening bids for the second and hopefully final time tomorrow on phase 2B-2.
Hopefully.
Hopefully all will go well this time. And if all goes smoothly, they'll be awarding it the contract next month in December and start work in January. And the much smaller contract to demolish the landmark building, which is associated, is I believe has been awarded and is scheduled to be removed from existence next month. Okay. So you have to ask him that one.
Okay, thanks. It's interesting. I introduced myself to Mr. Greco before the start of the meeting and, in fact, said some of the same things that you did. We were on the same page. So, anyway, it's great you're with us, and hopefully we will see you frequently. Keep us up to date, and I think that's the important thing, that the public know what's going on. So, anyway, Mr. Greco?
Yes, indeed. Chairman, commissioners, members, and staff, I am your new NDOT Assistant Director of Planning, and it is my pleasure to be here and answer anything that is of interest, not just now, but any meeting. Dennis is much smarter than me, and may be more available, but please. Do not hesitate and reach me with anything that I might work with you about. A little bit about that background. I did start at NDOT in 1976. I retired there in 2000. I went into private for 6 years. I went to RTC Washoe about 7 years. And I am much smarter now about MPO status and regional needs and good working relations between the MPO and the state. That is one of my priorities is openness, transparency, service, and now on to the question of where are we with the freeway? Let me back up to federal funding bills. We just got a new one started the beginning of last month. That is about a two and a half year bill. The previous bill, Safety Lou, was a six-year bill with a bazillion extensions. We still have money left out of that bill, so we've got to spend that and add in the MAP 21 funding. The way it stands right now with that funding availability, the bypass. As Patrick mentioned, the next stage from Fairview to Snyder, the utilities, the drainage is all going to bid. It's going to get built ASAP. The next contract beyond that is to build the surfacing. In order to open the road down to Snyder, probably by 2014, the remainder of the work down to 395, hopefully by 2015, and I will still be here giving you updates day by day, year by year, Any other questions? My pleasure. Thank you. Oh, yes, there is one.
For you, with respect to the, my understanding is that you have sufficient, there's sufficient money identified to take the freeway to the point where the interchange will be built. But
yes.
We have not identified a funding source for the interchange as it's currently designed. Is that correct?
Well, looking at the most recent funding scenario that we've done for 5 years out, there is money. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now it isn't enough to do everything we need to do statewide, but we have identified the funding that will build through the interchange.
Well, that's absolutely great news.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, Mr. McKenna.
But don't blame me. Dennis made that work just as much as anybody.
Carson City would like to work with someone on the drainage basins, ponds, whatever they're going to be, specifically as to disguising them or putting up decorative fencing or whatever so that as you come down the hill, the first view that you have of Carson City is not an empty chain link fence surrounding a detention pond that is overgrown. So whoever we need to talk to, let us know, and we would like to get involved with that and make sure that it's an attractive part of our community.
I will link you up with Mr. Paul Frost is the lead of our design division. And we'll make that work.
Thank you.
We have any other questions of Mr. Greco?
That was way too easy. Thank you.
Well, we all keep up pretty much up to date, as I mentioned to you when I was talking with you.
Good.
And so, anyway, we look forward to seeing you frequently, especially with
Likewise.
That good news that we're hearing. So,
okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, that completes item F1. Next, let's go to item F2. And this is an action item for to approve the proposed amendment to the Campo Fiscal Year 2013 Unified Planning Work Program, known as the UPWP, and Dan or Pat?
I'm just going to throw in one housekeeping thing.
Okay.
I just noticed that we have a sign-in sheet in the back there for our audience, and I don't think that anybody signed in. So feel free to sign in on your way out. Nobody individual, just everybody. Thank you.
Very good. And now we're at item F2. And who's Dan?
I'll take that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So basically, this is an item that was brought forth as an information item at the last meeting, and we're looking to amend our Unified Planning Work Program. The basis for the amendment is basically there's two separate funding sources that were used to support our work program, one being planning fronts through the Federal Highway Administration, and the other being Section 5303 funds through the Federal Transit Administration. The planning funds were reimbursable at a 95% rate, and the 5303 funds reimbursable at an 80%.
Funding availability, the bypass, as Patrick mentioned, the next stage from Fairview to Snyder, the utilities, the drainage is all going to bid. It's going to get built ASAP. The next contract beyond that is to build the surfacing in order to open the road down to Snyder, probably by 2014. The remainder of the work down to 395, hopefully by 2015. And I will still be here giving you updates day by day, year by year. Any other questions? My pleasure. Thank you. Oh, yes, there is one.
For you, with respect to the, my understanding is that you have sufficient, there's sufficient money identified to take the freeway to the point where the interchange will be built. But
yes.
We have not identified a funding source for the interchange as it's currently designed. Is that correct?
Well, looking at the most recent funding scenario that we've done for 5 years out, there is money. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now it isn't enough to do everything we need to do statewide, but we have identified the funding that will build through the interchange.
Well, that's absolutely great news.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, Mr. McKenna.
But don't blame me. Dennis made that work just as much as anybody.
Carson City would like to work with someone on the drainage basins, ponds, whatever they're going to be, specifically as to disguising them or putting up decorative fencing or whatever, so that as you come down the hill, the first view that you have of Carson City is not an empty chain link fence surrounding a detention pond that is overgrown. So whoever we need to talk to, let us know, and we would like to get involved with that and make sure that it's an attractive part of our community.
I will link you up with Mr. Paul Frost, is the lead of our design division. And we'll make that work.
Thank you.
We have any other questions of Mr. Greco?
That was way too easy. Thank you.
Well, we all keep up pretty much up to date, as I mentioned to you when I was talking with you.
Good.
And so, anyway, we look forward to seeing you frequently, especially with
Likewise.
That good news that we're hearing. So,
okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay, that completes item F1. Next, let's go to item F2. And this is an action item for to approve the proposed amendment to the Campo Fiscal Year 2013 Unified Planning Work Program, known as the UPWP, and Dan or Pat?
I'm just going to throw in one housekeeping thing.
Okay.
I just noticed that we have a sign-in sheet in the back there for our audience, and I don't think that anybody signed in. So feel free to sign in on your way out. Nobody individual, just everybody. Thank you.
Very good. And now we're item F2. And who's Dan?
I'll take that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So basically, this is an item that was brought forth as an information item at the last meeting, and we're looking to amend our Unified Planning Work Program. The basis for the amendment is basically there's two separate funding sources that were used to support our work program, one being planning fronts through the Federal Highway Administration, and the other being Section 5303 funds through the Federal Transit Administration. The planning funds were reimbursable at a 95% rate, and the 5303 funds reimbursable at an 80% rate. So we got together with NDOT and the other MPOs throughout the state and signed a memorandum of understanding that would allow the 5303 funds from the FTA to be transferred to Federal Highway Administration, combine it to one new pot of money, if you will, called a consolidated planning grant, thereby all the funds available to us will be now available at a 95% reimbursable rate. So really there aren't any other changes to the actual work program. All the work tasks are the same. The budgeted amounts for the tasks are the same. Really the bottom line is it results in about roughly an $8,100 savings in what we projected for the local match. So just looking for your approval for this amendment.
Okay, very good. Any comments or questions from Campo members? Talk about being easy. Okay. With that, do we have any questions, comments, et cetera, from members of the audience? I think in any time we can save $8,100, everybody's ears perk up, and that's a good thing. And so, okay. With that, can I have a motion to accept item F2?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the proposed amendment to the Campo Fiscal Year 2013 Unified Planning Work Program.
Second. Okay, we have a second from Mr. McKenna. All those in favor of approving item F2, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the item carries unanimously. Okay, next for item F3, again, this is an action item. To approve the proposed amendment to the Campo fiscal year, that's 2013 to 2016, Transportation Improvement Program, commonly known as the TIP. So who has that one? Dan again.
Thank you. Again, this was another item that was brought as an information item at the last meeting. The reason we are proposing an amendment to the Transportation Improvement Program is to add a new project. If you want to refer to the table in the back as a refresher, project number CC027 under the public transit improvements. We put in a new project to basically do a feasibility study for a fleet maintenance facility in the Public Works Corporate Yard, which would service all city vehicles, but a good portion of that would be dedicated to servicing Jack buses as well. And we did hold a 30-day public comment period. There weren't any comments related to the reason for the amendment for this particular project, but just for information, I did get a call from Mike Workman of Lyon County, and he wanted to adjust the funding amount for one of the projects shown on there. So just for your reference, under the roadway improvements, LC001, there's the US 50 Fortune Drive intersection improvements. And the previous amount shown was an estimate of about $1.2 million, and he said that they had done some more research, and they estimated now to be about $500,000. So I just went ahead and made that change as well. And during the public information meeting that was held, I did get a comment from one resident. And again, it wasn't related to the amendment, but he just wanted to voice his concern about what he said was a lack of an alternative route to U.S. Highway 395 between Carson City and Douglas County. And he also wanted to express concerns about the lack of a safe pedestrian and bicycle route on Curry Street, north of Rhodes Street. So I said I would bring forth those comments and put them out in the public. So other than that, we're looking for your approval for the TIP amendment. Thanks.
Okay. With the comment on Douglas County, did you get the letter to Mr. Foltz? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Could you make sure that Douglas County gets that?
I could. I mean, really, it was just a verbal comment to me, so it wasn't anything written, but I will, pass it around if you want more information. I have the gentleman's name as well. So
okay. Yeah, I think that you may have. So, we've talked about it over the years. And
So we got together with NDOT and the other MPOs throughout the state and signed a memorandum of understanding that would allow the 5303 funds from the FTA to be transferred to Federal Highway Administration, combine it to one new pot of money, if you will, called a consolidated planning grant, thereby all the funds available to us will be now available at a 95% reimbursable rate. So really there aren't any other changes to the actual work program. All the work tasks are the same. The budgeted amounts for the tasks are the same. Really the bottom line is it results in about roughly an $8,100 savings in what we projected for the local match. So just looking for your approval for this amendment.
Okay, very good. Any comments or questions from Campo members? Boy, talk about being easy. Okay. With that, do we have any questions, comments, et cetera, from members of the audience? I think any time we can save $8,100, everybody's ears perk up, and that's a good thing. And so, okay. With that, can I have a motion to accept item F2?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the proposed amendment to the Campo Fiscal Year 2013 Unified Planning Work Program.
Second. Okay, we have a second from Mr. McKenna. All those in favor approving item F2, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the item carries unanimously. Okay, next for item F3, again, this is an action item. To approve the proposed amendment to the Campo fiscal year, that's 2013 to 2016, Transportation Improvement Program, commonly known as the TIP. So who has that one? Dan again.
Thank you. Again, this was another item that was brought as an information item at the last meeting. The reason we are proposing an amendment to the Transportation Improvement Program is to add a new project. If you want to refer to the table in the back as a refresher, project number CC027 under the public transit improvements. We put in a new project to basically do a feasibility study for a fleet maintenance facility in the Public Works Corporate Yard, which would service all city vehicles, but a good portion of that would be dedicated to servicing Jack buses as well. And we did hold a 30-day public comment period. There weren't any comments related to the reason for the amendment for this particular project, but just for information, I did get a call from Mike Workman of Lyon County, and he wanted to adjust the funding amount for one of the projects shown on there. So just for your reference, under the roadway improvements, LC001, there's the US 50 Fortune Drive intersection improvements. And the previous amount shown was an estimate of about $1.2 million, and he said that they had done some more research, and they estimated now to be about $500,000. So I just went ahead and made that change as well. And during the public information meeting that was held, I did get a comment from one resident. And again, it wasn't related to the amendment, but he just wanted to voice his concern about what he said was a lack of an alternative route to U.S. Highway 395 between Carson City and Douglas County. And he also wanted to express concerns about the lack of a safe pedestrian and bicycle route on Curry Street, north of Rhodes Street. So I said I would bring forth those comments and put them out in the public. So other than that, we're looking for your approval for the TIP amendment. Thanks.
Okay. With the comment on Douglas County, did you get the letter to Mr. Foltz? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Could you make sure that Douglas County gets that?
I could. I mean, really, it was just a verbal comment to me, so it wasn't anything written, but I will, pass it around if you want more information. I have the gentleman's name as well.
Yeah, I think that he may have. So, we've talked about it over the years, and he, a little more information and concern from the public could be helpful. So, Mr. Foltz?
Yeah, on that item, we're aware of that. The county's aware of that lack of a connection, especially between Topsy and Jacks Valley Road if and when there's an accident, and there was one a couple of years ago. So, we've been working with the U.S. Forest Service for the last year towards getting a right-of-way through their parcels to make that connection, Vista Grande to Jacks Valley Road, and it takes a little time. There's also a chance that we'll get those Forest Service parcels through a lands bill for transfer to the county, but that's probably farther away than we'd like, so we're still pursuing the right-of-way at this time.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, comments from Campo members? John, you got your finger on the button there? No?
You ready for a motion?
I need to get public comment yet. Okay, that takes care of comments from staff, or rather from the members. Do we have any comments on item F3, on the item just discussed from members of the public? Anyone have anything to say? So on. Ah, good. We're free home. Okay. Now let's go for a motion. John?
I move to approve the proposed amendments to the Campo Fiscal Year 2013-2016 Transportation Improvement Program, TIP, specifically to include the feasibility study to document the condition and adequacy of the existing facility used to maintain several vehicles in the Carson City fleet, including Jack Transit vehicles, as well as to develop a design for a new facility to maintain these vehicles, and to make the request for the Lyon County, I had it a second ago, the Lyon County change to the TIP.
Okay, I have a second?
Second.
Okay, second from Member Aldean. All those in favor of F3, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Okay, next to item G, internal communication, administrative matters. These are non-action items. Future agenda items from staff?
Yep. Yes, we have a couple of items that are in the current Unified Planning Work Program. One of them is the adjustment of the Campo Planning Area boundary on the south side. Dan has been working with Douglas County, particularly Member Foltz, on that, on the adjustment of that planning area, expansion of that to make it make more sense, frankly, and be consistent with how we do our planning. And we will bring that to you. And additionally, another project that was in there was an inventory of bike route signage in Carson City. We'll bring it to you as well. And we also hope to have, a couple months ago, we had two out of the three agreements for planning funds and for the Unified Planning Work Program. There's one agreement remaining, and we're hoping to have that for you at the December meeting, and that will be the one that says, here's how much money we have for this federal fiscal year, and documents that, and which hopefully will be an annual event. So that is it.
Okay, any members of Campo have anything to add for an item? Okay, we're good. That takes care of item G1. So again, that gives the audience and the public watching a kind of an idea of what we're going to be doing in December. Next, item H, board comments, status reports, and comments from members of the Carson MPO board. Do we have any board comments? Okay, none. Usually don't. Item I, public comment. Again, this is kind of the catch-all for the public. Item I, public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the MPO may approach the podium and speak on any matter that is not specifically included on the agenda as an action item and allowable under the open meeting law. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chair to calendar the matter for a future MPO meeting. No action may be taken upon a matter raised under this item of the agenda until the matter itself has been specifically included on an agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. A little more information and concern from the public could be helpful. So, Mr. Foltz?
Yeah, on that item, we're aware of that. The county's aware of that lack of a connection, especially between Topsy and Jacks Valley Road, if and when there's an accident, and there was one a couple of years ago. So, we've been working with the U.S. Forest Service for the last year to towards getting a right-of-way through their parcels to make that connection, Vista Grande to Jacks Valley Road, and it takes a little time. There's also a chance that we'll get those Forest Service parcels through a lands bill for transfer to the county, but that's probably farther away than we'd like, so we're still pursuing the right-of-way at this time.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, comments from Campo members? John, you got your finger on the button there? No?
You ready for a motion?
I need to get public comment yet. Okay, that takes care of comments from staff, or rather from the members. Do we have any comments on item F3, on the item just discussed from members of the public? Anyone have anything to say? So on. Ah, good. We're free home. Okay. Now let's go for a motion. John?
I move to approve the proposed amendments to the Campo Fiscal Year 2013-2016 Transportation Improvement Program, TIP, specifically to include the feasibility study to document the condition and adequacy of the existing facility used to maintain several vehicles in the Carson City fleet, including Jack Transit vehicles, as well as to develop a design for a new facility to maintain these vehicles, and to make the request for the Lyon County, I had it a second ago, the Lyon County change to the TIP.
Okay, I have a second.
Second.
Okay, second from Member Aldean. All those in favor of F3, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries unanimously. Okay, next to item G, internal communication, administrative matters. These are non-action items. Future agenda items from staff?
Yep. Yes, we have a couple of items that are in the current Unified Planning Work Program. One of them is the adjustment of the Campo Planning Area boundary on the south side. Dan has been working with Douglas County, particularly Member Foltz, on the adjustment of that planning area, expansion of that to make it make more sense, frankly, and be consistent with how we do our planning. And we will bring that to you. And additionally, another project that was in there was an inventory of bike route signage in Carson City. We'll bring it to you as well. And we also hope to have a couple months ago, we had two out of the three agreements for planning funds and for the Unified Planning Work Program. There's one agreement remaining, and we're hoping to have that for you at the December meeting, and that will be the one that says, here's how much money we have for this federal fiscal year, and documents that, and which hopefully will be an annual event. So that is it.
Okay, any members of Campo have anything to add for an item? Okay, we're good. That takes care of item G1. So again, that gives the audience and the public watching a kind of an idea of what we're going to be doing in December. Next, item H, board comments, status reports, and comments from members of the Carson MPO board. Do we have any board comments? Okay, none. Usually don't. Item I, public comment. Again, this is kind of the catch-all for the public. Item I, public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the MPO may approach the podium and speak on any matter that is not specifically included on the agenda as an action item and allowable under the open meeting law. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please request the chair to calendar the matter for a future MPO meeting. No action may be taken upon a matter raised under this item of the agenda until the matter itself has been specifically included on an agenda as an item upon which action may be taken. Again, any members of the public wish to make any comments? Okay, everybody satisfied? Next, we'll go for adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, and we have a second. Okay.
Next meeting, December 10th.
Excuse me?
Next meeting is December 10th.
Okay, next meeting.
It's a Monday.
Oh, here it is, right here at the bottom. Thank you, Patrick. Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Next meeting is December 10th, and I think RTC will. Okay.
Somebody needs to take a break. Does someone need to take a break?
Just go right in? Okay. Normally we take a little break, and the chairman of RTC wants to commence her meeting, and we will do so.
Thank you, sir. No, we're fine. Yeah, oh, that's all right. I don't think you'll, you won't leave with mine. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this evening's meeting of the Carson Regional Transportation Commission. The date is Wednesday, November 14th, 2012. We're in the Sierra Room at the Community Center. First item on the agenda is a roll call and determination of a quorum. Kathy?
Chairperson Aldine.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Mallory.
Here.
Commissioner Desjardins.
Here.
Commissioner McKenna.
Here.
Commissioner Smolenski.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the Regional Transportation Commission may approach the podium and speak on matters related to the RTC. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please see me after the meeting, and we'll make arrangements to have your item agendized for a future meeting of the RTC. Are there any public comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public comment, move on to the next item, which is approval of the minutes from the September. There are no minutes from the September meeting, so we'll look forward to receiving those perhaps next month. So we will move on to agenda management notice. Any changes to the agenda by staff or any requested changes by members of the board? No changes by staff? No changes by the board? All right, we'll deem the agenda adopted as posted. Next item is disclosures. Does any member of the commission wish to disclose or explain any contact with the public regarding any item on this evening's agenda or other business of the commission? All right. Everyone's keeping those closely held secrets to their chest. Okay. Next item, public meeting items. We do not have a consent agenda this evening, so we're going to move right into public meeting items. The first item is F1, and that's information only dealing with a request from the Parks and Rec Commission regarding a proposed bike and pedestrian facility along Kings Canyon Road. Who will be handling this? Patrick?
Okay, thank you. Yes, this is an informational item. I presented information on this subject to the Parks and Rec Commission at their meeting, which I believe was October 2nd. And as part of that meeting, I promised that I would bring this matter to your attention at a future item. So here we are. The history on this is that Kings Canyon and King Street used to be a state-owned facility. A few years ago, it was transferred to city ownership. There are residential developments along King Street, including one that's on Kings Canyon west of Carson Middle School. And, of course, on King Street, we have both Carson Middle School and Bordwick Bray Elementary School. And there is a portion of the road that does not have any bicycle or pedestrian accommodation. Specifically, there is a gap or a disconnect for about 1,000 feet on the north side of the street, wherein if a person is on a bicycle or walking east and west on the street, there is no accommodation. So we have sidewalks and bike lanes to the east and a path to the west, but there is a gap there. And this matter was first brought to our attention by Sean Lehman and Janice Brode, who are on the Park and Rec Commission, and that's why it was heard at that body. The request is to pursue potential grant funding.
Again, another option? Do I have any members of the public wish to make any comments? Okay. Everybody satisfied? Next, we'll go for adjournment. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, and we have a second. Okay.
Next meeting, December 10th.
Excuse me?
Next meeting is December 10th.
Okay, next meeting.
It's a Monday.
Oh, here it is, right here at the bottom. Thank you, Patrick. Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Next meeting is December 10th, and I think RTC will. Okay.
Somebody needs to take a break. Someone needs to take a break.
Just go right in? Okay. Normally we take a little break, and the chairman of RTC wants to commence her meeting, and we will do so. Let me get my bag out of here. That's all right.
we're fine. Yeah, oh, that's all right. I don't think you'll, you won't leave with mine.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this evening's meeting of the Carson Regional Transportation Commission. The date is Wednesday, November 14th, 2012. We're in the Sierra Room at the Community Center. First item on the agenda is a roll call and determination of a quorum. Kathy?
Chairperson Aldine.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Mallory.
Here.
Commissioner Desjardins.
Here.
Commissioner McKenna.
Here.
Commissioner Smolenski.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is public comment. Members of the public who wish to address the Regional Transportation Commission may approach the podium and speak on matters related to the RTC. Comments are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. If your item requires extended discussion, please see me after the meeting, and we'll make arrangements to have your item agendized for a future meeting of the RTC. Are there any public comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public comment, move on to the next item, which is approval of the minutes from the September. There are no minutes from the September meeting, so we'll look forward to receiving those perhaps next month. So we will move on to agenda management notice. Any changes to the agenda by staff or any requested changes by members of the board? No changes by staff? No changes by the board? All right, we'll deem the agenda adopted as posted. Next item is disclosures. Does any member of the commission wish to disclose or explain any contact with the public regarding any item on this evening's agenda or other business of the commission? All right. Everyone's keeping those closely held secrets to their chest. Okay. Next item, public meeting items. We do not have a consent agenda this evening, so we're going to move right into public meeting items. The first item is F1, and that's information only dealing with a request from the Parks and Rec Commission regarding a proposed bike and pedestrian facility along Kings Canyon Road. Who will be handling this? Patrick?
Okay, thank you. Yes, this is an informational item. I presented information on this subject to the Parks and Rec Commission at their meeting, which I believe was October 2nd. And as part of that meeting, I promised that I would bring this matter to your attention at a future item, so here we are. The history on this is that Kings Canyon and King Street used to be a state-owned facility. A few years ago, it was transferred to city ownership. There are residential developments along King Street, including one that's on Kings Canyon west of Carson Middle School. And, of course, on King Street, we have both Carson Middle School and Borwick Bray Elementary School. And there is a portion of the road that does not have any bicycle or pedestrian accommodation. Specifically, there is a gap or a disconnect for about 1,000 feet on the north side of the street, wherein if a person is on a bicycle or walking east and west on the street, there is no accommodation. So we have sidewalks and bike lanes to the east and a path to the west, but there is a gap there. And this matter was first brought to our attention by Sean Lehman and Janice Brode, who are on the Park and Rec Commission, and that's why it was heard at that body. The request is to pursue potential grant funding in the future, or any funding for that matter, to complete this project. We do obviously from time to time have opportunities to apply for grants, and we have done so in the past, and we have received funding. And there is not an opportunity at the moment before us, but they wanted to raise the awareness of the interest in this project among those that may come forward when the opportunity arises. Included in your packet, there is first a location map that indicates where this stretch is, generally speaking, west of Carson Middle School and east of Longview. And then there are, I believe, three diagrams that were developed by Rob Fells, one of our engineering project managers at Public Works, to look at potential alternatives for how this project could be implemented in the future, should funds become available.
We want to make sure we communicate that this is certainly a project that's worthy of pursuit, because indeed there is a disconnect there, and there is, I believe, a demand for the use there. What we do have in this area, which is shown here, is that we have you can see a utility pole. That is, there's a lot of utility poles located there. We have drainage issues that certainly we need to be dealt with, which of course relates to environmental issues that would have to be cleared should federal funds be used. But we also have a right-of-way issue in that, as you can see in these diagrams, under a couple of the alternatives, we would need to acquire a 12-foot public utility easement, and there was one alternative developed that would that could be constructed with a retaining wall that would avoid the acquisition of the right-of-way. So having said that, we are not proposing the construction of the project at this time, but we wanted to bring this to the attention of we are aware of other projects certainly within the city that are that could reasonably be pursued should future funding become available. And as this one was brought to our attention, we wanted to make sure that we shared it with this body as well, and also gave an opportunity to the proponents of the project to share their viewpoint and perspective as well.
Patrick, can I ask a question before we invite Sean and Janice to the podium? In your estimation, obviously we have a number of areas where there's a lack of connectivity. On a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rank this project?
With 5 being important?
5 being the most important.
Most
right?
Important?
Of all the areas that need to be addressed.
Pop quiz. You'd have to put this, you know, this has got to justify a 4. We'd have to flush out the whole list, but it's got to be up there.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm willing to say it's absolutely the number one in the city, because we've gotten rid of a few, like Roof Street. But this would have to generally rank somewhere high on connectivity and safety issues.
Safety and frequency of use.
Yeah. There's definitely demand there, and there's no denying it. The issue, of course, is that, of course, we need the availability of funds, which is true for any project, and that this one, should it be pursued, does pose additional challenges as far as the things you have to go through, as far as right-of-way environmental utility clearances that, of course, you have to accomplish.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. John?
On that section, where does the speed go from 25 to 35?
That's a fine question.
Okay. That's fine.
And frankly, does somebody else have the answer handy? Yeah, please do.
Let me just answer my general questions. And the whole intent, can we deal with this temporarily with signage? Can we deal with it by speed limit changes? Can we deal with this by, and I don't think the answer is yes, but restricting the size of the road? We've got kids walking to school, and I don't know, maybe there's grants available out of Safe Schools, Safe Routes to Schools Acts. I don't know. But that's kind of where I start looking, is to that sort of thing, to deal with this problem immediately, because it should be fairly simple to, even if it's a matter of just keeping the speed limit down to 25 until you get to the other side, and I don't know where it changes. There should be some type of temporary solution we can put
future, or any funding for that matter, to complete this project. We do obviously from time to time have opportunities to apply for grants, and we have done so in the past, and we have received funding. And there is not an opportunity at the moment before us, but they wanted to raise the awareness of the interest in this project among those that may come forward when the opportunity arises. Included in your packet, there is first a location map that indicates where the stretch is, generally speaking, west of Carson Middle School and east of Longview. And then there are, I believe, three diagrams that were developed by Rob Fells, one of our engineering project managers at Public Works, to look at potential alternatives for how this project could be implemented in the future should funds become available. We want to make sure we communicate that this is certainly a project that's worthy of pursuit, because indeed there is a disconnect there, and there is, I believe, a demand for the use there. What we do have in this area, which is shown here, is that we have you can see a utility pole. That is, there's a lot of utility poles located there. We have drainage issues that certainly we need to be dealt with, which of course relates to environmental issues that would have to be cleared should federal funds be used. But we also have a right-of-way issue in that, as you can see in these diagrams, under a couple of the alternatives, we would need to acquire a 12-foot public utility easement, and there was one alternative developed that would that could be constructed with a retaining wall that would avoid the acquisition of the right-of-way. So having said that, we are not proposing the construction of the project at this time, but we wanted to bring this to the attention of we are aware of other projects certainly within the city that are that could reasonably be pursued should future funding become available. And as this one was brought to our attention, we wanted to make sure that we shared it with this body as well, and also gave an opportunity to the proponents of the project to share their viewpoint and perspective as well.
Patrick, can I ask a question before we invite Sean and Janice to the podium? In your estimation, obviously we have a number of areas where there's a lack of connectivity. On a scale of 1 to 5, how would you rank this project?
With 5 being important?
5 being the most important.
Most right? Important?
Of all the areas that need to be addressed.
Pop quiz. You'd have to put this, this has got to justify a 4. We'd have to flush out the whole list, but it's got to be up there.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm willing to say it's absolutely the number one in the city, because we've gotten rid of a few, like Roof Street. But this would have to generally rank somewhere high on connectivity and safety issues.
Safety and frequency of use.
Yeah. There's definitely demand there, and there's no denying it. The issue, of course, is that of course we need the availability of funds, which is true for any project. And that this one, should it be pursued, does pose additional challenges as far as the things you have to go through, as far as right-of-way environmental utility clearances that, of course, you have to accomplish.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. John?
On that section, where does the speed go from 25 to 35?
That's a fine question.
Okay. That's fine.
And frankly, does somebody else have the answer handy? Yeah, please do.
Let me just answer my general questions. And the whole intent, can we deal with this temporarily with signage? Can we deal with it by speed limit changes? Can we deal with this by, and I don't think the answer is yes, but restricting the size of the road? We've got kids walking to school, and I don't know, maybe there's grants available out of Safe Schools, Safe Routes to Schools Acts. I don't know. But that's kind of where I start looking, is to that sort of thing, to deal with this problem immediately, because it should be fairly simple to, even if it's a matter of just keeping the speed limit down to 25 until you get to the other side, and I don't know where it changes. There should be some type of temporary solution we can put into this while we study it.
Well, yeah, and that can be investigated further. I mean, we do have a relatively rural cross-section there and a uniform lane width, as far as I'm aware, through that section. We don't want to do anything that's too unusual, but and frankly, we haven't looked down the line of signage yet, because it was built with a rural cross section, and I don't know what would be an appropriate signage, but we can certainly look down those avenues. I mean, no doubt. And actually, I think it turns 35 west of there, but we have a local to confirm.
Patrick, what is the accident history of this section of roadway? Do you have any idea?
We have not, thankfully, we're not aware of any, pedestrian fatalities or serious injuries and the like, but, which is good, of course, but that doesn't mean there aren't potential conflicts.
Any other comments or questions by members of the commission? All right. Sorry, turn on my mic. Good evening.
Is this live, ready? Okay. For the record, Sean Lehman, chairperson of the Kern City Parks and Recreation Commission. And first of all, thank you for your time. I know you're busy like other commissions are. The reason this came about is, yeah, there was a Safe Routes to School grant. And I'm thinking a middle school, Borderwick Bray, 1,000-foot section where we took some pictures, but, yeah, I guess we can't get them up. But I took a picture in the shoulders about literally about that wide through there, about 2 inches wide. Safe Routes to School, I mean, we've talked to PAC about this. It's kind of on the way out, being replaced with something called the Transportation Alternatives Grant. There was at least the thought that there's a little bit of money left in the Safe Routes to School pot that perhaps this project would be benefit from. But there's a couple things here. Yeah, there's all kinds of trails on the west side of town, not just the paved trails, but all the dirt trails up on the hills there. You know, we're getting this new one built from Ash Canyon to Kings Canyon. Lots of trails up there. Anyone wanting to ride their bike up into that area has to go through this area, and the shoulder's about this wide. Same with schools there. I mean, I've sat there, and I've literally seen the middle school kids walk down the center line of the road, and quite frankly, that might be the safest option in this section of road. Because if you look at the map here, on the south side of the road is Sea Hill. And as a pedestrian, you're supposed to face traffic. So if you're going westbound on this section of road, you can see there's a blind corner with Sea Hill there. And I went there one Saturday morning just to kind of get an idea of traffic count, and it was about 10 in the morning, what I would consider after the peak. And I saw 18 different people come through there, not in a group, 18 separate folks come through in less than an hour. And as they're going westbound, I've got the pictures. I wish I could show you. I could email them to you. I mean, they are in the traffic lane this far. And cars come around Sea Hill at the speed limit's 35 around the corner. The speed limit changes basically right in the middle of this map. So certainly a temporary thing in my mind would be move it 500 feet further west, the 25 zone, because it is 35 right on that blind corner. And I took other pictures of the retirees up in that neighborhood riding their bikes eastbound out in the traffic lane. Here came the blind corner. The car has to go into the opposing traffic lane. I mean, I've got the pictures. So I'm surprised there hasn't been a serious accident in this area so far. Aside from the safety issues, it's certainly the missing link in what otherwise is a wonderful trail and pedestrian system in Carson City, something that I've been a proponent of for years. I got national recognition through the Runners Club because we've got great running and trails, but we're missing right here. We're just, this is the section that we're missing. Unfortunately, I've found this out, oh gosh, just last week. Getting an easement's going to be almost impossible from property owners there for various reasons, which is unfortunate but a reality. So you're left with dealing with things within city land, and what Rob Fellows drew up without an easement would be a wonderful solution. It satisfies everything, but yeah, it gets a little pricey, and certainly funding's always going to be an issue. But I did want to put this on the forefront of people's mind, and I mean, you know, I'd probably agree it's a 4 out of, I mean, 5 in my mind would be critical deaths happening every week or something like that. But this is certainly a critical project in my mind. I believe there will be an accident there at some point in time. It's the missing link in what is otherwise a wonderful.
That's why we study it.
Well, yeah, and that can be investigated further. I mean, we do have a relatively rural cross-section there and a uniform lane width, as far as I'm aware, through that section. We don't want to do anything that's too unusual, but and frankly, we haven't looked down the line of signage yet because like I said, built with a rural cross section, and I don't know what would be an appropriate signage, but we can certainly look down those avenues. I mean, no doubt. And actually, I think it turns 35 west of there, but we have a local to confirm.
Patrick, what is the accident history of this section of roadway? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, we have not. Thankfully, we're not aware of any, pedestrian fatalities or serious injuries and the like. But which is good, of course. But that doesn't mean there aren't potential conflicts.
Any Sorry, turn on my mic. Good evening.
Good evening. Is this live, ready? Okay. For the record, Sean Lehman, chairperson of the Kern City Parks and Recreation Commission. And first of all, thank you for your time. I know you're busy like other commissions are. The reason this came about is, yeah, there was a Safe Routes to School grant. And I'm thinking a middle school, Borderwick Bray, 1,000-foot section where we took some pictures, but, yeah, I guess we can't get them up. But I took a picture in the shoulders about literally about that wide through there, about 2 inches wide. Safe Routes to School, I mean, we've talked to PAC about this. It's kind of on the way out, being replaced with something called the Transportation Alternatives Grant. There was at least the thought that there's a little bit of money left in the Safe Routes to School pot that perhaps this project would be benefit from. But there's a couple things here. Yeah, there's all kinds of trails on the west side of town, not just the paved trails, but all the dirt trails up on the hills there. You know, we're getting this new one built from Ash Canyon to Kings Canyon. Lots of trails up there. Anyone wanting to ride their bike up into that area has to go through this area, and the shoulder's about this wide. Same with schools there. I mean, I've sat there, and I've literally seen the middle school kids walk down the center line of the road, and quite frankly, that might be the safest option in this section of road. Because if you look at the map here, on the south side of the road is Sea Hill. And as a pedestrian, you're supposed to face traffic. So if you're going westbound on this section of road, you can see there's a blind corner with Sea Hill there. And I went there one Saturday morning just to kind of get an idea of traffic count, and it was about 10 in the morning, what I would consider after the peak. And I saw 18 different people come through there, not in a group, 18 separate folks come through in less than an hour. And as they're going westbound, I've got the pictures. I wish I could show you. I could email them to you. I mean, they are in the traffic lane this far. And cars come around Sea Hill at the speed limit's 35 around the corner. The speed limit changes basically right in the middle of this map. So certainly a temporary thing in my mind would be move it 500 feet further west, the 25 zone, because it is 35 right on that blind corner. And I took other pictures of the retirees up in that neighborhood riding their bikes eastbound out in the traffic lane. Here came the blind corner. The car has to go into the opposing traffic lane. I mean, I've got the pictures. So I'm surprised there hasn't been a serious accident in this area so far. Aside from the safety issues, it's certainly the missing link in what otherwise is a wonderful trail and pedestrian system in Carson City, something that I've been a proponent of for years. I got national recognition through the Runners Club because we've got great running and trails, but we're missing right here. We're just, this is the section that we're missing. Unfortunately, I've found this out, oh gosh, just last week. Getting an easement's going to be almost impossible from property owners there for various reasons, which is unfortunate but a reality. So you're left with dealing with things within city land, and what Rob Fellows drew up without an easement would be a wonderful solution. It satisfies everything, but yeah, it gets a little pricey, and certainly funding's always going to be an issue. But I did want to put this on the forefront of people's mind, and I mean, you know, I'd probably agree it's a 4 out of, I mean, 5 in my mind would be critical deaths happening every week or something like that. But this is certainly a critical project in my mind. I believe there will be an accident there at some point in time. It's the missing link in what is otherwise a wonderful, congruous amount of trails and sidewalks. So something's got to be done. Now, in the very, very short term, we could at least push the sign 500 feet west on the 25 miles an hour. Maybe just even grade out the shoulder a tiny bit, but it would be wonderful to get this done. So what am I asking this commission to do? As those funding options come available, I would put this up there towards the top because it is a critical missing link.
Sean, thank you. Any questions for Sean? Yes, go ahead, Charles.
Sean, did I understand you, relative to the easement, that you did talk to property owners there or...
Yeah, you know, I did throw out, yes, I did, and they are not interested in an easement. So their response was basically to look at the south side of the road, but the south side of the road has a hill and 5 or 6 different lots along that side. So.
Okay, any further questions for Sean? Sean, thank you very much. We appreciate you taking the initiative to bring this to the commission.
Thank you.
You bet. Janice, did you have anything to add?
is Janice Brode. I'm the vice chair on the Parks and Recreation Commission, and I just wanted to add a couple pieces of information. This segment is actually on the Unified Pathways Master Plan as a proposed connector, and it's also on Carson City's bike route map as a dangerous connection. It's probably one of three or four in the whole city that's marked with red slash marks as a dangerous connection. I live west of this segment of road, and I have four kids that go to the middle school, and my son has asked me to ride his bike to school, and I just won't let him. It's just not worth it. I've run up there, I biked up there, I pushed strollers up there, and it's just really hazardous. I would love to see this section done at some point, and I'm a big proponent of it, and I would support any efforts to get any funding in the future.
Thank you, Janice. Any questions for Janice? All right. Thank you very much. Any other public comment regarding this item? It's informational only. We have another gentleman. Yes. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. My name is Tim Norzer, and I happen to be a resident in the Highlands up in Kings Canyon. I travel Kings Canyon east and west daily, numerous times. And I can assure you that you are confronted with one serious safety hazard in that path. Someday it'll happen, and we'll all sit back and say, good Lord, we had the opportunity of correcting the situation. There is no walk path on that stretch of highway. Foot and a half, 2 feet maybe, of gravel. But you can't see families walking that. You can't see people that are pushing child carts. Okay, it's a very serious situation. And I have seen that, living there now for 13 years, I have seen that condition grow. And it's one thing I think about driving that stretch of King is, my Lord, something has to happen one of these days soon, or we'll all be in world hurt. Okay. So I suggest to you that take the comments, you know, in faithful concern. And I don't know what the full answer is, or the method of correcting it, or the financial picture. But it's one serious thing. Just take a run up there someday. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comment? Okay, at this point, is there an interest by any member of the commission to provide staff with any direction above and beyond what we've already provided? I know that you're going to be looking for some funding options. How about interim solutions?
We'd be happy to, as I indicated, Member McKenna,
okay,
we'll certainly explore those.
Okay.
Further.
The direction is to explore perhaps the re-signing of this portion of Kings Canyon Road by reducing the speed limit, at least temporarily, until something can be addressed long term. John, any other suggested interim measures that you'd like staff to explore?
No, I don't think so. I'd just like them to take a look at it. They're safety conscious and just put it as a higher priority than it was, which I don't think was a priority at all. So.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It'd be nice to get an estimate, ballpark figure on what
ruinous amount of trails and sidewalks. So something's got to be done. Now, in the very, very short term, we could at least push the sign 500 feet west on the 25 miles an hour, maybe just even grade out the shoulder a tiny bit, but it would be wonderful to get this done. So what am I asking this commission to do? As those funding options come available, I would put this up there towards the top because it is a critical missing link.
Sean, thank you. Any questions for Sean? Yes, go ahead, Charles.
Sean, did I understand you, relative to the easement, that you did talk to property owners there? Or?
Yeah, you know, I did throw out, yes, I did, and they are not interested in an easement. So their response was basically to look at the south side of the road, but the south side of the road has a hill and five or six different lots along that side. So.
Okay, any further questions for Sean? Sean, thank you very much. We appreciate you taking the initiative to bring this to the commission.
Thank you.
You bet. Janice, did you have anything to add?
Hi, name is Janice Brode. I'm the vice chair on the Parks and Recreation Commission, and I just wanted to add a couple pieces of information. This segment is actually on the Unified Pathways Master Plan as a proposed connector, and it's also on Carson City's bike route map as a dangerous connection. It's probably one of three or four in the whole city that's marked with red slash marks as a dangerous connection. I live west of this segment of road, and I have four kids that go to the middle school, and my son has asked me to ride his bike to school, and I just won't let him. It's just not worth it. I've run up there, I biked up there, I pushed strollers up there, and it's just really hazardous. I would love to see this section done at some point, and I'm a big proponent of it, and I would support any efforts to get any funding in the future.
So. Thank you, Janice. Any questions for Janice? All right. Thank you very much. Any other public comment regarding this item? It's informational only. We have another gentleman. Yes. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. My name is Tim Norzer, and I happen to be a resident in the Highlands up in Kings Canyon. I travel Kings Canyon east and west daily, numerous times. And I can assure you that you are confronted with one serious safety hazard in that path. Someday it'll happen, and we'll all sit back and say, good Lord, we had the opportunity of correcting the situation. There is no walk path on that stretch of highway. Foot and a half, 2 feet maybe, of gravel. But you can't see families walking that. You can't see people that are pushing child carts. Okay, it's a very serious situation. And I have seen that, living there now for 13 years, I have seen that condition grow. And it's one thing I think about driving that stretch of King is, my Lord, something has to happen one of these days soon, or we'll all be in world hurt. Okay. So I suggest to you that take the comments, you know, in faithful concern. And I don't know what the full answer is, or the method of correcting it, or the financial picture. But it's one serious thing. Just take a run up there someday. Okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comment? Okay, at this point, is there an interest by any member of the commission to provide staff with any direction above and beyond what we've already provided? I know that you're going to be looking for some funding options. How about interim solutions?
We'd be happy to, as I indicated, Member
okay.
McKenna, we'll certainly explore those.
Okay.
Further.
The direction is to explore perhaps the re-signing of this portion of Kings Canyon Road by reducing the speed limit, at least temporarily, until something can be addressed long term. John, any other suggested interim measures that you'd like staff to explore?
No, I don't think so. I'd just like them to take a look at it. They're safety conscious and just put it as a higher priority than it was, which I don't think was a priority at all. So.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It'd be nice to get an estimate, ballpark figure on what it would cost, perhaps how long it would take to build, and how much right-of-way would be required and things like that.
I can give you some of those things right now if you wish.
Okay.
That's just a moment here. Well, of course, the location map that's included in your packet has an estimated public utility easement of 119,000 square feet, which is a 12-foot width in that section for approximately 1,000 feet. He's not here to defend himself, but Rob Fellows gave us what can best be called preliminary estimates. Make sure I get these three lined up with the three alternatives that are before you. What is called the transitional section for Kings Canyon Road, which is you still have the existing drainage ditch and the path next to it, but you do acquire the right-of-way. That's that he
he said it was not an ultimate solution, but certainly could be done on a transitional basis. The cost estimate for that was about $400,000. The next one, which was the frankly the most desired option, where you can see that the ditch is piped, and then the utility line remains, and the path ends up being basically where the ditch is now. This cost estimate is between $1 and $1.2 million, and finally the third option, which was the one where no right of way would be have to be required, is about $1 million, because you're putting in that retaining wall and of course you're relocating utility pole, and then of course that would obviously impact future potential access to the property. But those are the cost estimates. Thanks.
Okay, Charles.
Thank you, Chairman Aldean. I just wanted to thank Sean for bringing that item to our attention. It's been, when I first moved to Carson City, I used to run up there all the time because that was a good hill workout. And you're absolutely right. The gentleman who lives to the west of that area just brought back a lot of old memory, and I can recall wondering when is this accident going to happen, because when you're in there, whether you're running or bicycling, your senses, or even walking, your senses have to be very, very high, because it is amazing that there hasn't been an accident. So at least this member definitely supports some action in there before we have something serious happen.
Okay, any other comments by members of the commission? Any comments by members of the public on this item? All right. Staff, I think you've got some direction to look for an interim solution, and then long term, hopefully we can cobble together the money we need to for a permanent fix. Thank you. And thank you, Sean. Thank you, Janice, for being here. Okay. move on to the next item, which is item F2, and that is to accept the Public Works recommendation to approve an amendment to a contract with Swiss Communications for Jack Advertising. Hey, Ken.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Ken Smithson, Transit Coordinator. And we're seeking approval of Amendment Number 2 with the Nevada Appeal for our bus and shelter advertising program. We think this is a good thing. We've developed a good relationship with new management there, and we'd like to continue to see them working on this project with us. And we have, by the way, revised page 1 of Amendment Number 2 at the recommendation of the chair to reincorporate the option to renew for up to 4 more years. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, Ken, thank you. I guess my question is, has all the advertising space been spoken for? That's available currently?
Not currently.
Okay. What do we – give me contracts, a percentage.
Contracts expired, and some of them haven't been filled. I'd say it's about 60% right now.
And what sort of feedback have you been receiving from advertisers? I mean, are they – is it generating the sort of results they were anticipating in terms of generating business or inquiries?
I've actually spoken to one advertiser that was very happy with the ads that they
cost. Perhaps how long it would take to build – how much right-of-way would be required and things like that?
I can give you some of those things right now if you wish.
Okay.
That's just a moment here. Well, of course, the location map that's included in your packet has an estimated public utility easement of 119,000 square feet, which is a 12-foot width in that section for approximately 1,000 feet. He's not here to defend himself, but Rob Fellows gave us what can best be called preliminary estimates. Make sure I get these three lined up with the three alternatives that are before you. What is called the transitional section for Kings Canyon Road, which is you still have the existing drainage ditch and the path next to it, but you do acquire the right-of-way, that's
that he said was not an ultimate solution, but certainly could be done on a transitional basis. The cost estimate for that was about $400,000. The next one, which was the frankly the most desired option, where you can see that the ditch is piped, and then the utility line remains, and the path ends up being basically where the ditch is now. This cost estimate is between $1 and $1.2 million. And finally, the third option, which was the one where no right of way would be have to be required, is about $1 million, because you're putting in that retaining wall and of course you're relocating utility pole, and then of course that would obviously impact future potential access to the property. But those are the cost estimates. Thanks.
Okay, Charles.
Thank you, Chairman Aldean. I just wanted to thank Sean for bringing that item to our attention. It's been, when I first moved to Carson City, I used to run up there all the time because that was a good hill workout. And you're absolutely right. The gentleman who lives to the west of that area just brought back a lot of old memory. And I can recall wondering, when is this accident going to happen? Because when you're in there, whether you're running or bicycling, your senses, or even walking, your senses have to be very, very high, because it is amazing that there hasn't been an accident. So at least this member definitely supports some action in there before we have something serious happen.
Okay, any other comments by members of the commission? Any comments by members of the public on this item? All right. Staff, I think you've got some direction to look for an interim solution, and then long-term, hopefully we can cobble together the money we need to for a permanent fix. Thank you. And thank you, Sean. Thank you, Janice, for being here. Okay. move on to the next item, which is item F2, and that is to accept a Public Works recommendation to approve an amendment to a contract with Swiss Communications for Jack Advertising. Hey, Ken.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Ken Smithson, Transit Coordinator. And we're seeking approval of Amendment Number 2 with the Nevada Appeal for our bus and shelter advertising program. We think this is a good thing. We've developed a good relationship with new management there, and we'd like to continue to see them working on this project with us. And we have, by the way, revised page 1 of amendment number 2 at the recommendation of the chair to reincorporate the option to renew for up to 4 more years. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, Ken, thank you. I guess my question is, has all the advertising space been spoken for? That's available currently?
Not currently.
Okay. What are we, give me contracts, a percentage.
Contracts expired and some of them haven't been filled. I'd say it's about 60% right now.
And what sort of feedback have you been receiving from advertisers? I mean, is it generating the sort of results they were anticipating in terms of generating business or inquiries?
I've actually spoken to one advertiser that was very happy with the ads that they've placed on our buses and a shelter, and they've had people come in and comment. I saw your ad on a bus and decided to come in.
Good.
Yeah, and if I may, I made a presentation at the Downtown Business Association last week, and I was speaking about Jack and Transit Service, that was specifically pointed out by one of the members to the group that they were very happy with their experience.
Terrific. Well, that's good to know. All right. Wonderful. Any comments? Charles?
Ken, how is the coordination with Nevada Appeal, and are you working with a number of people, or is there one or two people that are dedicated on their end to handle this particular program?
Mr. Pittenger and I are in direct contact with the publisher and the market, the advertising director, and then they have their staff underneath them that perform most of the work, contacting vendors and signing contracts and so forth. So we're basically dealing with two people, and we've had recent meetings with them that have been very productive.
Okay.
Okay, and we've had no negative feedback on the advertising that we've placed on bus shelters, correct?
I mean, none at all.
Okay, good. There was some concern about adding to blight, but obviously these ads are understated. Any other questions for Ken? Do we have any public left? We have Mr. White in the back. Maurice, do you have any comments regarding this item? No. Okay. All right, we'll bring it back to the commission for action. Whoever makes the motion to approve, if you'd please reference the amendment to the contract, that would be great. Anyone care to make a motion? Okay, John, go ahead.
I move to accept Public Works' recommendation to approve amendment number 2 as amended to contract number 1011-126 with Swift Communications Incorporated, titled Jack Bus Advertising Program, to exercise a one-year contract extension from January 1, 2013 to December 31, 2013, and include 4 one-year extensions.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second? Second, is there any comment on the question? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, moving on to the next item, item F2, which is to approve a cooperative purchasing agreement with the State of Minnesota Materials Management Division. Ken.
Again, we're seeking approval of an agreement with Admin Minnesota. It's basically the state purchasing department or division there. And this would allow us to purchase off the state contract anything that would become desirable to us. Primarily, we're interested in using an open contract that they have with Eldorado National, which has manufactured 6 of our buses, so that we can purchase another bus from that particular contract.
Ken, are there any other, in other words, will we be using this contract in the future to purchase anything other than buses for Jack?
That's a possibility. I mean,
okay.
it increases our buying power, obviously. We have not only the state of Nevada, but the state of Minnesota, and they have a lot of very well-done contracts that incorporate federal funds, so we could use that
okay.
as an alternative.
Okay. If that's the case, what I'd like to do is to amend the recommended motion not to include the specific of purchasing a low-floor, medium, heavy-duty bus, because that limits our action here this evening. I think I would be more inclined to leave it as an open contract if the commission agrees. So. Questions or comments on this item by members of the commission? Okay, any comments by members of the audience? Our faithful Maurice is back there. Okay, no comments from the audience. We'll bring it back to the commission for a motion. Go ahead, John.
I move to approve the cooperative purchasing agreement with the State of Minnesota Materials Management Division for the initial purchase of a 35-foot low-floor, medium, heavy-duty bus and subsequently keep the contract open for additional purchases of other items.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments on the question? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, next item. Under internal communications and administrative matters, we have a street operations report for September of 2012. Any questions regarding the latest report? Any questions from the public? Seeing none, we'll close public comment, move on to the next item, which is the project status report, which Darren faithfully provides us with every month. Any questions regarding any of the items contained in this report? I just wanted to...
Based on our buses and a shelter, and they've had people come in and comment. I saw your ad on a bus and decided to come in.
Good.
Yeah, and if I may, I made a presentation at the Downtown Business Association last week, and I was... speaking about Jack and Trans Service, and that was specifically pointed out by one of the members to the group that they were very happy with their experience.
Terrific. Well, that's good to know. All right. Wonderful. Any comments? Charles?
Ken, how is the coordination with Nevada Appeal, and are you working with a number of people, or is there one or two people that are dedicated on their end to handle this particular program?
Mr. Pittenger and I are in direct contact with the publisher and the market, the advertising director, and then they have their staff underneath them that perform most of the work, contacting vendors and signing contracts and so forth. So we're basically dealing with two people, and we've had recent meetings with them that have been very productive.
Okay.
Okay, and we've had no negative feedback on the advertising that we've placed on bus shelters, correct?
I mean, none at all.
Okay, good. There was some concern about adding to blight, but obviously these ads are understated. Any other questions for Ken? Do we have any public left? We have Mr. White in the back. Maurice, do you have any comments regarding this item? No. Okay. All right, we'll bring it back to the commission for action. Whoever makes the motion to approve, if you'd please reference the amendment to the contract, that would be great. Anyone care to make a motion? Okay, John, go ahead.
I move to accept Public Works' recommendation to approve amendment number 2 as amended to contract number 1011-126 with Swift Communications Incorporated, titled Jack Bus Advertising Program, to exercise a one-year contract extension from January 1, 2013 to December 31, 2013, and include 4 one-year extensions.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second? Second, is there any comment on the question? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, moving on to the next item, item F2, which is to approve a cooperative purchasing agreement with the State of Minnesota Materials Management Division. Ken.
Again, we're seeking approval of an agreement with Admin Minnesota. It's basically the state purchasing department or division there. And this would allow us to purchase off the state contract anything that would become desirable to us. Primarily, we're interested in using an open contract that they have with El Dorado National, which has manufactured 6 of our buses, so that we can purchase another bus from that particular contract.
Ken, are there any other, in other words, will we be using this contract in the future to purchase anything other than buses for Jack?
That's a possibility. I mean,
okay.
it increases our buying power, obviously. We have not only the state of Nevada, but the state of Minnesota, and they have a lot of very well-done contracts that incorporate federal funds, so we could use that
okay.
as an alternative.
Okay. If that's the case, what I'd like to do is to amend the recommended motion not to include the specific of purchasing a low-floor, medium, heavy-duty bus, because that limits our action here this evening. I think I would be more inclined to leave it as an open contract if the commission agrees. So. Questions or comments on this item by members of the commission? Okay, any comments by members of the audience? Our faithful Maurice is back there. Okay, no comments from the audience. We'll bring it back to the commission for a motion. Go ahead, John.
I move to approve the cooperative purchasing agreement with the State of Minnesota Materials Management Division for the initial purchase of a 35-foot low-floor, medium, heavy-duty bus and subsequently keep the contract open for additional purchases of other items.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any comments on the question? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, next item. Under internal communications and administrative matters, we have a street operations report for September of 2012. Any questions regarding the latest report? Any questions from the public? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Move on to the next item, which is the project status report, which Darren faithfully provides us with every month. Any questions regarding any of the items contained in this report? I just wanted to clarify one thing with respect to the Carson Freeway landscaping project. I know that we had kind of an indefinite date for a ribbon cutting. Do we have something more specific at this time? Do you know?
Not that I know of. It's
okay.
still early spring.
Okay. I have gotten some positive feedback on the completed sidewalk along the east side of Roop. Looks very nice. Seems to be very functional, so kudos. I think that was money well spent. Okay. Any other comments or questions regarding the report? Okay. Seeing none, we will move on to the next item, which is future agenda items. Patrick?
Checking my phone here. I took a picture of my whiteboard where I had this.
So that's what I'm doing.
So
last minute on the way out the door, but it works very well. We are hoping to looked to purchase a vehicle, which was just included in one of the recent agenda items. We are developing new policies and procedures, or otherwise known as bylaws, for RTC to make sure that we reflect what we need to. We are going to have a significant presentation on I shouldn't say everything RTC, but it'll be an overview of Carson City RTC, all the different modes and finances, which we expect to give both to the RTC and the Carson City Board of Supervisors in December. And then I think those are all things we're going to do for sure. In addition to that, we have a couple of contracts that we're looking to close out, both the Roop Street Bike and Ped Project contract and the paving of Carson Street that we did, I believe, early last month. And a couple more agreements pending with NDOT, one of them for the safety median on the in Fairview Drive from Carson to Roop. Hopefully we'll have that agreement as well to bring before this body.
Okay. Thank you. Does any member of the commission wish to add something to a future agenda? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to commission comments. Any member of the commission have any comments they wish to make before we conclude this meeting? John.
On the Roop project, north side of Roop towards Walmart, very nice, very well done, very easy to walk on. The only thing I was thinking when I drove by was, we were going to make it harder to walk on the west side.
On the wall, right. I frankly haven't checked to see what they ended up with there.
Nothing.
Okay.
There's
okay.
A sign. There's a sign.
Oh, there's a sign. Okay.
Yeah.
We were thinking physical barrier. So.
Pedestrian sign.
Okay. Yeah. We can talk to Rob Fells, the project manager.
Yeah, we'll put some bollards in or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in all reality, you know, you can easily step around the bollard. You have to step into the street to do it, but we're just going to have to break some bad habits. I was thinking razor wire, maybe, is it? Okay. any other commission comments? All right, seeing none, we'll open this up to public comment. And since Maurice is not jumping to his seat, I think we are safe to close public comment, which I will do at this time. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there a second? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, everyone.
I just love you.